Can you imagine someone being so strong, so wise, so powerful, they can make all of these galaxies with all of those stars, all of those planets, all of that space, the sun, the moon, the clouds, still providing beauty, still providing rain, the dew, lightnings, peace, joy, giving man the wisdom to grow food, make cars. So powerful, so awesome, and yet so awesomely humble that he would enjoy friendship with the people he made if they would ever just have that kind of relationship with him. The scripture was fulfilled. Abraham believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. It's not that just that God was a friend to Abraham, but Abraham was also a friend to God. This was not a one-sided relationship. This was a relationship where they gave to each other. It was about giving and receiving. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm starting with Abraham because Abraham, of course, is the person through whom all of this started. There was a war that was getting ready to take place. One of the faithful kings, there weren't many of them, from the land of Israel. And I say the land of Israel now because I realized that there was a parting of the ways. Solomon sinned grievously, and after he died, we had the two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom maintained the name Israel, but the southern kingdom was called Judah. All the same people. Jehoshaphat became king of Judah and was really doing a good job. He really was. He was one of the good kings. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. After this, Jehoshaphat had done a number of good things. He had had the people turn to God. He had appointed judges in the land in each of the fortified cities of Judah. He appointed some of the Levites, priests, and heads of Israel, like families, to administer the law of the Lord and to settle disputes. He had done a lot of good things. He became king, and he went about the business of really, really getting things set in order, turning the people's hearts to God. Chapter 19, 2 Chronicles 19, verse 11 says, Amariah, the chief priest, will be over you in any matter concerning the Lord, and Zebediah, son of Ishmael, the leader of the tribe of Judah, will be over you in any matter concerning the king. And the Levites will serve as officials before you. Act with courage, and may the Lord be with those who do well. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. They're ganging up on him. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. And that's the thing to do. Things about to go bad. Don't panic. Turn to the Lord. Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did not you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? You caught that, right? Abraham had developed a reputation for being God's friend. That reputation was so strong that here we are now, centuries after Abraham died, one of his countrymen descendants is still calling him God's friend. O our God, did not you drive out the inhabitants of this land that you gave forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Who is God? God is someone who is so awesome that he enters into friendship with the people he has created if they'll respond as a friend to him. Y'all got to stay with me. More on this. By the way, between now and next Sunday, give some serious thought to what kind of relationship you're developing with God. Ask yourself, am I being a friend, a true friend to God? Till next time.